Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 250. Oh my lordy, yes, we made it. Today is Saturday, January 30, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Hi, everybody. Joining me this week is my co-host and our newest Iron with his Iron Druid, Esther. How are you?
Hey. Very good. And congratulations on 250. That's amazing.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to everyone for the journey. We do appreciate that. But I think the biggest congratulations would have to be not only for you, Iron Druid, our first Iron Druid. So congratulations. Very, very happy. What's that? Is that your third?
Thank you.
Third max?
Yes, third max.
Third max this expansion? Wow. Congratulations. So thank you. Thank you for coming and co-hosting with me today.
My pleasure.
I'm super excited because it's been a little while since we've spoken to this person. And it's just a thrill to once again have him back. As you can see, that's his tune right down there underneath both Stir and myself. That is Too Thirsty, but today we've got Two Shanks. Hey, Two Shanks, welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you for coming and joining us. And you know what? Congratulations, because not only has it been a little while for us having a catch up, but in that time, you, what, not even two weeks ago, you got our first Bloodthirsty Shadow Champion with Too Thirsty. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Very, very exciting.
When was the last time I was on? Whenever that contest was, I think.
That would be, yes, it's been contests or everything's still a little balk. So at the moment, there's no contest. but it has been a little while. So thank you for joining us today. I have to say that not only with Too Thirsty has been, this tune has been around for a little while. So when we looked at Too Thirsty, it was one of our last remaining characters that was actually registered on two challenges, whereas you cannot do that now. But you were registered as Bloodthirsty as well as Iron, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So, you know, again, and you got... it's just amazing to think that, again, this tune has come from that. So, Nisi's saying 2019, so does that seem right, that Too Thirsty's been around for a good couple of years?
Is that for the last time I was on, or for... Because Too Thirsty's since WOD.
Since WOD. Okay, all right. Maybe it was 2019 for when you were on. All right. Well, it's been a while. It has been a while. I was going to say, I thought Too Thirsty had been around for quite some time, which is exciting. Okay. Well, I think we all want to know. We all want to know the journey. So if you want to give us that brief of 1 to 50... But we are all very, very keen to know how Shadowlands treated you from 50 to 60. So tell us about your journey with Too Thirsty.
Started in WoD. So that was pre-specs. And then, leveled with specs. And then level scaling. And then, Shadowlands. So it's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. A lot of different iterations of the challenge, I guess. Yeah, so, like, 1 to 60 was, I don't know, just mainly killing rares.
Mm-hmm.
And then 60 to 120, I guess, was just, you know, a lot of rested XP, just killing a lot of mobs with rested XP. And then for Shadowlands, let's see. So, had to level through the Maw. That mm-hmm. was a bit scary.
Yep.
Yeah. I have to, you know, use Santa wipes on my computer chair after going through the Maw. That's just, it's just scary.
It is a scary place, yes.
I think I actually died in there on my, like, regular, mm-hmm. my rogue, the first time I was going through there.
Yep.
So that's not very good for confidence, but, right. Yeah, just test everything out, figure out what hurts, what mm-hmm. really need to avoid. I think the scariest part of the Maw, actually for me, was that little bridge with the traps coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It, for yeah, my regular, up. Yeah, it hits for like 5k, I think. And, oh. you know, at 50, your health is like 3k.
Yeah.
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 So it's like so simple. Just, you know, go straight. Mm-hmm. But it's like if you know, like your mouse moves or something, like your challenge is over.
That's yep. it. Like yep. a fraction either side and you're toast. Absolutely. There's not much yeah. leeway. Okay. All right. So obviously going through the Maw was, as most of us that have been through it, even on a regular tune, like it is one of my least favorite things of this whole expansion is going through the Maw. It's just like, oh my god, not again. But, like, how do you think that by scouting it out on the regular, that was definitely, like, the biggest plus that you would say as to getting through there? It's doing it yeah, on a tune? Sure. Yep.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Like, if you have to do it, like, I would say, like, you know, don't try to kill stuff as fast as possible. Like, know what every ability does.
Yeah.
Because you just have to make it through there once on a challenge tune, and then...
Yeah. Okay.
So true.
That's so it.
True. Well, as you were going through Shadowlands as a bloodthirsty, did you stay entirely in Bastion? Or did you hit some of the other zones? And really, what was your strategy to get through Shadowlands as a BT?
The only way to get out of Bastion is to, well, either progress in the campaign, the story mm-hmm. campaign or whatever. And yeah, you can't do that because that requires questing.
Mm-hmm.
Or Threads of Fate. And anything quest-related, I just don't want to touch.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was a way to avoid them all and do zero quests, I would have done that.
Yeah.
Sure.
But for anyone who doesn't know, Threads of Fate is available to you once you've completed the campaign on any character, so like a non-iron. Mm-hmm. And then what it allows you to do is go to any zone. It opens up old quests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So... without doing that, there's no way to leave Bastion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Bastion, if you didn't do that, did that mean that the mobs turned gray or almost gray when you were near 58 and 59?
So, Bastion is, I think the zone's like 51 and 53. Mm-hmm. And then, so how it works is, I think it's at when once you're at 54, level 51 mobs will turn green,
mm-hmm.
and then once you're at 56, they turn gray, so they no longer give you XP.
Right. Okay.
So 51 to like 56, like you just, you know, kill level 51 mobs, or if your adventure is like level 53,
mm-hmm.
and then there's level 53 mobs that aren't too hard to find, so you can get to 58 pretty easily.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything crazy. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the only thing that gives you XP is level 60 mobs.
Okay. Oh. All right. And are the 60, they are just, because the 60s are in between having 60 and elites, isn't it? In that area?
Sorry. Can you repeat that?
The where the level 60 mobs are, there is like a normal level 60, but they are also dotted with having the level 60 elites, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So like on the north side of the map, there's like a lot of elites over there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a good amount of area where there's not really any elites, because yeah, that would have been pretty scary.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's
still a 58 taking on a level 60 is like, oh, that's no fun.
Yeah.
It's it really depends on the mob. Mm-hmm. Something I've noticed is that like the HP of a mob isn't necessarily a good indicator of its difficulty.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that HP will actually tell you is how much experience it gives. So, like, if there's a mob that has... So, like, in the very starting area of Bastion, there's those red bird things, kind of, that have, like, 1.5 times the health of a normal mob.
Yeah.
They actually give, like, 1.5 times the XP of a normal mob.
Okay.
So that's something I've noticed. Mm-hmm. But it's mainly the abilities. Like, you want to look at the abilities that they do.
Yeah.
Like, auto attacks obviously hurt.
Yep.
But they're not going to one-shot you.
Okay.
Like, there's mobs with, like, gore that will hit you for, like, half your HP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
it stacks, too.
Yep. Can't take too many of those. Let's see. There was a mob. It was like a goat. It does like this charge thing that hits you like for half your HP.
Mm-hmm.
But what I noticed was actually like at 51, what I noticed was there were these moths around like the very first area of Bastion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like where the first quest is, and they don't hit very hard.
Okay.
Their ability for until I got to like 58, I didn't even know what their ability did because it was just not worth knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it didn't do anything. It basically your like pet take or you take like a like 5% more damage or something like that.
Right.
And relative to an ability like hitting you for like 50%,
mm-hmm.
I mean that's great. So when I got to 58 is I that was like the first time that I had like a really hard time like figuring out what to kill.
Mm-hmm.
So I flew to Sage Haven, and there's these turtles there.
Mm-hmm.
That I think Nisi actually leveled all the way from 58 to 60 on these.
She likes turtles, yes.
Yeah. And they actually hurt quite a bit. They do like I don't know snap or something,
mm-hmm.
but it hits for like 25%. But okay. They do it quite often. So when I was killing those, it was like BFA kind of difficult, where like okay, I need to like plan out my cooldowns.
Yeah.
Like I mean use this cooldown, and then on the next mob I'll use this cooldown.
Mm-hmm.
And then I either wait or res my pet, or so it just became very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point I was like, okay, I also wanted to be the first BT, and there was, you know, Nisi also wanting to be the
chomping,
first BT
chomping at your heels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, I would just rest it mm-hmm. or I would have just leveled on full rested XP.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were both, I think, pretty much at the exact same spot, like 58.2,
yep.
like something like that, on like the day before I hit
mm-hmm.
60. And I was like, okay, this is really slow. Like, I don't really want to do this.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I don't want to do this, and it's not very fast. So mm-hmm. I need to find something better. So... to the south of Sage Haven, there's more turtles, but there's also these moths. So, like, yep. it was a little faster. Like, I used all my cooldowns on the turtle, and then mm-hmm. I just would kill the moth waiting for my cooldowns to come back up. Because there's not very many moths. So,
right.
like, every other one. And then they'll respawn. And okay. I was like, okay, this is better, but it's, like, annoying, like, to like, kind of do this loop that doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, like, I went on Wowhead, and Wowhead's, you know, just like great, like source. It should be your best friend if you're a challenge mm-hmm. person.
Source of information, yes.
And I think I actually realized this in Classic. I was leveling a BT on Classic, and what I found was I didn't know where to kill mobs.
Mm-hmm.
So what I could do is I could actually like look up by the mob type and like what level they were, and like that's how I found where to kill mobs.
Right.
So in Shadowlands, what I did was I looked up Bastion, Beast, yellow mobs.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't just attack you.
Yeah.
And then I was like scrolling through it, and it does tell you which mobs like scale and which mobs don't scale. Like if it scales, it's 50 to 60.
Yep.
If it's 60, it's just 60.
Okay.
So I was going through there, and I was like, you know, moths were really easy to kill. Maybe there's like a bunch of those that I can just, you know, kill.
Mm-hmm.
So I did find one, and it's like to the east of Sage Haven, like along a road. There's not very many of them.
Yeah.
And they have, I think they have 14,000 HP.
Okay.
Which, and like a normal mob's like 9,000. So they look mm-hmm. scary. And, but they give more XP and they don't hit very hard.
Okay. All right.
They don't have any abilities that like do a lot of damage.
I remember in Guild Chat asking you, and you said something to the effect of, you are so sick of looking at moths in Bastion. And I just laughed and thought, yeah, the you know, the dreamy pastel colors of Bastion thrown in with a gazillion moths. Oh, that's cruel. You should get 4 hours of credit with some local university for the amount of time you had to do that.
So. The yellow grass, I think, is the worst. I just never want to see that yellow grass again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so understandable. I actually envy Nisi, because in Sage Haven, you don't have to look at the yellow grass.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, you know, there's some nice blue. There's some water that gives you a buff, so you have to constantly click that off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no yellow grass.
Yep. Okay. All right. Did you find that there was ever an issue with being careful of, you know, places that do bonus objectives? You know, as a bloodthirsty, you don't want to quest. So was there ever those points that you'd kind of be like, you know, heading into something, looking for mobs that might be, you know, fit with what you want to do, and then something pops up and you're like, oh no, I've got to get it, you know, I need to get out of this area because it's turned into a bonus objective?
No, because okay. I think you only get the bonus objectives when you do Threads of Fate.
Okay.
So if you don't do them, you don't have to worry about them.
Okay.
As far as I know, maybe Nisi can correct me. Mm-hmm. But you have to deal with a lot less of that. You don't have, like, real quests.
Yeah.
You don't have bonus objectives, as far as I know.
Okay.
Didn't see any. Yeah, so she didn't see any either.
Okay. They replaced the campaign quest statuses. Okay, all right. Well, it's good to know because, you know, the last thing you want to do is accidentally find somewhere and be like, it's something's counted as a quest. As we know for Bloodthirsties, it's a very fine line with the amount of quests that's there anyway because of the more fun with adding that in. So what else in Bastion? Like, obviously, it was just all about Bastion for Two Thirsties leveling.
I don't know. I didn't really explore a whole lot of Bastion. I like to stay in a very set area, like not leave that area, find a good area, never leave it until I get to a level I actually need to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't like give you like a huge list of mobs to stay away from or anything like that.
I could. Well, you know, okay, so, you know, you mentioned Bastion, and mm-hmm. and the big flight point is Heroes Rest, or also Aspirants mm-hmm. Rest. And so I usually go to Aspirants. And have you noticed that if you go up the road just a little bit, there's a three-way, you know, intersection, and there's that, like an android or robot, you know, stuck there, and it's actually a quest for people to go kill it, and it's a suggested three players. So, you know, even if you're not doing that, you know, you're just galloping up the road, minding your own business. If somebody is fighting it, it's got like a 40 or 50 yard swipe, and you'll hear a boom.
Wow.
And you look up and half your health is gone, and now you're in combat. And you're like,
Are you talking about like right at Aspirant's Rest?
Yeah, it's really, really close.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You're like,
so that's actually where I was leveling. Was mm-hmm. like 51 to 54, I think, was mm-hmm. leveling, or 51 to 55, was just going around in a circle, killing like those first quest mobs.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, watching people like fight that, like, and like just having my camera pan to it, so like, yeah, stay away from me.
Yeah.
And Zaya reminded us, it's called the Altered Sentinel. Mm-hmm. And he's got a wicked range. I mean, I enjoy just standing there stealth and just watching other players, because most of the time they die, especially if they try it one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You really do need help with that, mm-hmm. that critter. But it's fun to watch. And I like to, you know, being a good WoW player, I will sit there and select the dead player and then do a slash clap, because, you know, people like to be cheered that way. So
something I found, I don't know if it's like a change they made, but like if someone runs by you with like hostile mobs, I find that they will aggro to you a lot easier now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure
will. I agree.
And I don't know if that's a change they made in pre-patch, but that's like something mm-hmm. I've been noticing.
Yeah. And more so. I think it's because we got the title, you know, WoW Iron Man. And it's like, there's an iron, there's an easy kill. And it's like, oh.
Yeah. It definitely seems to be much more heightened, or seems to be happening. I mean, I know even on just the normal toons running around in the various zones that all of a sudden, like, I've got aggro off stuff that I haven't even touched, and all of a, you know, because someone's ran past having five mobs chasing them, and all of a sudden, you know, there I am, just like, hey, I wasn't anywhere near hitting you guys. So it is it's definitely a concern, which, you know, once again makes it makes it more of a concern for a challenge turn. But with Two Shanks, with being blood, which again is endless grinding, what do you do? Like, do you have a second monitor? Do you watch or do you listen to podcasts or music? Like, what is your thing when you're playing a bloodthirsty challenge turn? Do you, or are you always just focused on what you're doing on screen?
It kind of depends on the mob, like, if how dangerous it is. If it's not very dangerous, then I can allow my focus to be elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I used to watch Netflix, but now I've been watching more like Twitch, Twitch streams. Like when I was leveling through Shadowlands.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Is it something to break it up? Like,
yeah,
it's very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know what's weird is that my 59 to 60 I did with zero rested XP.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It took 12 hours to do.
Oh, wow.
119 to 120 took 12 hours to do with fully rested XP.
Wow.
So, like,
yeah,
in BFA, I would not have leveled without rested XP.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have gone like, okay, Nisi, you can have it. I don't. I'm out.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay. All right. Those, I mean, when we were talking to Nisi last week, and just like the numbers, we can certainly appreciate and understand the fact that with Bloods, you know, it is a lot of killing. There is so much killing. It's crazy. That's what you do. That's the thing. It's the grind. It's the grinder. Isn't that originally what it was called, sir? The grinder? I think it was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was. So there's definitely a lot of that. But what has been for you on Too Thirsty's journey, what do you think was the fondest memory that you've had? Other than obviously hitting max. But was there something else that you know, that gives you a fond memory during that journey?
Besides Max, I don't know. Maybe getting a pet that like I was loving in there. Like it's like a 1% drop or a 0.1% drop, and you know, well, doing 5 levels there, I got to drop once. I don't know. I think definitely getting Max is obviously the fondest memory.
Okay.
And I think it's like, I mean, like, the first time I got Max on, when I got to 110, that was the first time I got Max on any challenge gen. So I think that's probably the fondest, but, you know, like, I think there's, like something special about like you know, getting max like multiple times on the same challenge tune instead of doing like 1 to 60 like on the same character, like leveling through like current content, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, it feels different.
Yeah. Okay, so when you hit 60, where were you? What was the exact kill that dinged you to 60? Was it a moth?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
The reason why I have to think about it was because I was thinking of doing something weird, because, like, I didn't know, like, once I hit 60, if, like, these role quests would become available, or, like, my quest total will go out of control, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was considering, like, you know, going to, like, Stormwind or wherever, and then just, like, getting it through exploration, like, the final kill, like, through exploration XP. Mm-hmm. That way I wouldn't had to, like, I don't know even if that even would have worked. But that way I wouldn't, like, have to hit 60 in Shadowlands, and maybe it gives me a bunch of quests or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that it's safe to hit 60. yeah, it was just a moth, I think.
Yeah.
Well, let's flip that, because, you know, when you finally start getting close to hitting max, like you're at 58 or 59, and if you have not experienced this, I'm sure those of you who are listening will one of these days. When you get to those levels, you really, really don't want to die. You don't want to restart over.
Yeah.
And you know, you start becoming a little bit more conservative. You take less risk. But it also, you know, the flip of that is, I just want to be done, though. I just want to hit and be over. So when you were at those levels, did you have any scary moments or close calls where you just had to get up from the chair and walk away and walk it off for a moment, because it's like, oh my gosh, I came that close to dying and I don't wanna.
Yeah.
Did you have any of those moments?
I don't think I had any close calls to dying.
Okay.
So let me go over, like, the final two levels, because let's see. So I was 58.2 when I woke up, and then I did like 10% or like 20%. And I was like, okay, I'll do whatever. I think my plan was to, like, get to like 58.99 or something like that, 59, and then do the final level like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know where Nisi was. It's like really hard to tell.
Like, there should be a law. You got to report in and tell us where you're at.
Yeah. I was thinking of calling like a truce and like doing that, like, because the only way I have any idea where she is like on like the challenge site. Like, you can like see your stats and you can see the kill total. So like I can see like, oh, she did 300 kills or something like that. So I can. Yeah. Kind of gauge it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know where she was. So I think she did stream, and I was like, oh, okay, she's ahead of me. I thought I had more time, and I was like, oh, she's ahead of me. And then so then like I got back on and I like started leveling, and then like her character just like the stats like never changed, so it like it made me think that she was just, you know, playing the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't log out, so I was like really worried about where she was. And I think I hit 59 at like 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Like 1 a.m. and I was like, okay, so and she was 59 at that point, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, you know, like I could like go to sleep and, you know, not get it, or like or get it or not get it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or I could like, you know, stay up and, you know, try to, you know, get it or not get it, but like at least I would have, you know, tried or done what I could, right?
Yeah.
And so yeah, I stayed up that entire time, and it took 12 hours.
Wow.
And what's weird is like how accurate my estimation of like the time was.
Mm.
Like it was almost exact. Like,
wow.
Like it was like 1% took like I think 8 minutes or 7.5 minutes. So like whatever that is.
Yeah. Wow.
So there was two times that were, I did something like really dumb. And I dismissed my pet for no reason. Like, I think I meant to hit pet hill or I don't know. I was so tired. And so I was mid combat and I just dismissed my pet. And then like, it's like coming after me. I was like, did my pet die? Did my pet die? Like what just happened?
Oh no.
And I mean, it's not the worst thing. Cause like, I like have like a freezing trap under my feet at all times. So it's like, I backstep, yeah. But it's just like, I was so tired. I was like freaking, like it like woke me up. I was like, what just happened?
Wow.
So like, it wasn't like I was close to dying. Like I could like feign death or whatever. And probably would have been fine. But yeah, I like, that's just don't play when you're tired kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Number one rule.
It's funny how that rule just gets broken with certain things though. But yeah.
I can really relate to your story because Zaya and I do that too. We were jockeying for fourth and fifth place on the iron list. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd see each other on and he was moving fast. I mean, it was just like, what? So I'm dropping banana peels all over the countryside, hoping he'll trip up. And, you know, you try in guild chat to be real subtle, like, hey, you're doing good, making good time. How many bubbles are you from dinging? It's like, oh, you know, just real subtle, you know, to not give away. And you know, of course, then Zaya would ask, well, how far along are you? Oh, I just got here. So, you know, and I'm about to ding, you know. So it's like, oh, man. So the competition is a real driving force to mm-hmm. get to the next level.
Friendly competition. It's great.
Maybe you round down on your bubble. Or you round up, I guess. So instead of four and a half, you have five. Yeah, I'm five bubbles away.
Five levels, yeah.
Oh, round up on the bubbles, hey?
Or round down so that I'm not a threat. You know,
that's my number tip. Number one tip, round up on the bubbles.
Round up on the bubbles. Okay, I'm gonna write that down as well for another show title. Okay. That's a good one right there. Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's good we have got so many people around with friendly competition. I think it's fantastic. It's a little bit of a driving force, obviously, for a few of you. So that makes it all the more fun, yeah. Which is great. Mm-hmm.
And
excellent.
You know, when Lyson died, and you know, every show I mentioned, we tip our hat to him because he was always blazing the Iron Challenge list and getting there the first. And so when Shadowlands came out and he died relatively, you know, early in, you know, we're like, oh, well, that means I got a chance. Of course, I killed off a bunch of rogues that way, but the competition is real.
Shadowlands is
that was a
nasty.
Character from Kata, right?
Yeah
like he got maximum every expansion since Kata, I think.
He sure did.
He was something. Our first sign for that, every single expansion up until now, so
yeah, when you look at the list and you know there's the expansions like when it was created and yeah, like, Cat is, like, really old, but you don't see it very much. And, like, there's very few mob, even.
Yeah.
So it's, like, Watt is old now.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure is.
But it's funny.
Like, it's weird.
It's so weird, because even when you say, like, Cat is so old, like, to me, I just go, yeah, but Kata was only a couple of years ago. Like, it wasn't that long ago, but when you start to think about it, you're like, no, Kata was quite a while ago. So, yeah, this.
What I think it probably is like I started in WoD mostly. Like, that's when I really started doing the challenge. And so probably like everything pre-WoD is old to me.
Yeah. Yes.
So like Mob Kata is old and then everything else is like, you know, newer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Time flies.
I vaguely remember it.
I'm flat out remembering what I did 5 minutes ago sometimes, so, you know, it's pointless for me. Oh, alrighty. What else did we have to ask you? Stir, did we do four yet?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
We changed it to, you know.
Okay, all right. It's me. All right, so as we always like to know, and everyone, you know, everyone plays different styles, different challenge tunes, all of that kind of thing. For you, advice or tips or any tricks as to Bloodthirsty, because we know Bloodthirsty is, it's about killing, like it is a long grind. So what advice do you give to people about the Bloodthirsty challenge?
I don't know. Like, I think it, Bloodthirsty, it takes like an adjustment. If you're just starting Bloodthirsty, it takes like an adjustment, because like at a certain point, you're not going to be doing levels a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're going to want to wait for rested XP, or you're going to want to like kill rares or whatever. So I think you just have to like kind of make that adjustment at a certain point. It's like, okay, I'm going to do a level a week. It's like that kind of challenge.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to find these mobs that are easy for me to kill, and I'm just going to grind them. Like, don't think about like how many kills you have to 60 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just make like really tiny goals. Like, okay, I'm going to do like 15% today. Okay, I'm close to 15%. Okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, mob types that I would go for. I like yellow mobs.
Yeah.
Like, areas where there's just yellow mobs, where, I mean, you could theoretically go AFK and, like, no mob will ever touch you.
Yeah.
That's not advice to go AFK. It's just, like... Like, that's kind of very... I would like to level it.
Yeah.
And then I think Shadowlands is a really good time to start Bloodthirsty, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the best time.
Yeah.
And that's simply just because Rested XP works the exact same way as it did before.
Mm-hmm.
And... you get one rested level a week, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it, instead of the max level being 120, which would take 120 weeks to do completely rested,
mm-hmm.
It's 60 now.
Yep.
So, like, it takes half the amount of time to get full rested XP.
Okay.
And I'm not saying it's going to take 60 weeks, because those early levels, you just fly through.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you,
Corley. Like, if you're at 40, it would take, like, 20 weeks, like, instead of, you know.
Yeah.
I think at, like, level 60 is when it used to become, like, okay, I need to just do a level a week, just use full rested XP.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 60 weeks, so it's just, like, so different now.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, you know, for those people out there that haven't tried the Bloodthirsty challenge, or, you know, want to dive into it, it's definitely a lot of fun. It's, you know, again, it's about like killing things. If you like killing things, it just go out and just mass slaughter things, and if they're yellow mobs, that does make life a little bit easier. But it's definitely, you know, as we know with all the challenges, not everyone is into that, and we can appreciate that. But you've done an amazing, amazing job. And again, congratulations, first Bloodthirsty for Shadowlands expansion with Too Thirsty. So we're very proud. So hang on, let me get my little cheer, because I like doing my little cheer.
Really nice. What's next? I mean, mm-hmm. you're you did it with a hunter. You going to go try it again with a warrior or a pally or something like that?
I'm not really sure. So there's kind of like the problem where my two thirsties under the old challenge rules mm-hmm. of like 300 quests.
Yep.
And you know, that's not really a problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
as long as you're not questing.
Yep.
Well, I went from like, I think I checked like early on and I was at like 120. And then I checked like a week later and I was at 180.
Mm-hmm.
So the count quest could become a problem very soon,
mm-hmm.
like in an expansion or two. So I might level like an, I guess like an alt under like the new rules, so I don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I will try Bloodthirsty on a different class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe the real question is we need to find out from Niecy what she's going to level next, and you start something similar, and we'll say go.
on Bloodthirsty or
or whatever, just so that you and Niecy have another race.
It was a good race. You guys did awesome. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch. So
yeah, Niecy's over there going no.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think at like 55 or 56. Like I want to be done with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing like you know 33-35% per day. I was just like, I really don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And imagine all your friends and family when you finally emerged from the computer room and you're like, okay, it's me. You know, you need to shave and you know, you probably need to take a bath and just
cut your hair. Yeah. No, I
what,
was
COVID? No. Yeah. Playing World of Warcraft.
Yes. No, still amazing job, which is again, congratulations on that. So, like Stir said, if like normal week, we were talking about this earlier, you said that you'd actually made a troll hunter.
Yeah.
That you're playing around with.
I made a troll speckless hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speckless doesn't really matter, but it's in whites. I don't know what I'm doing with it right now.
just playing around, just getting a feel for the different things, which is always good to see. Anything else that you've been doing this week? In game, out of game, whatever you'd like.
Mostly
to say.
On regular tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Just collecting anima.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Killing rares for mounts. I think this week I got the mount off of Famu. I don't know. It's called Enmire Flyer, I think.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Nice.
And then I think I got another one. It's like an egg that takes like 5 days to hatch. So I guess I got it last week, but it hatched this week.
Aha. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Congratulations. They're always fun.
Oh, and the Maw.
Mm-hmm.
Maw, of course.
Yes.
Stygia.
Mm-hmm. Hate that place with a deadly passion.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like they really try to make, I guess, like the Maw feel like hell, since that's the equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
And then like there's not very much anima. Like if you do all the road quests, like there's just not a whole lot of anima for how much you have to spend it. And I guess that kind of goes with the theme of like these places being anima.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if I like it.
Every time I have to go to the mall, whether it's on another tune, on my main tune, I may say some very choice words to execute about this goddamn Forsaken place. I hate it. So I do understand that it's not my most fun zone to be in, but again, you know, that's Blizzard, damn you.
Have you seen there's a Ma Weak Aura mount. It's like how many times do you try to mount in the Ma? It's like your entire time, and then it's like your session time. And
yeah, it's a I hate that I can't, that I'm gonna run around everywhere. It's like, god damn it, I've spent so many years running around and I've gone back to running around through the bloody mall. It's like, no.
And then you can get a mount that you can, you know, mount in the mall, but you have to go through the 8 layers of twisted corridors, which is like its own grind.
Yes, I do know someone who got that. I do have I don't have a druid. Yes, Chris, I've got a
what you really need to do is you need a multi-box of druid. So on your other tune, you just, you know, you use that as your mount.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky that I've got another half that actually has got a druid alt, that sometimes we get to do that. But yeah, the moor is not my most favorite place for very many, many reasons. But again, it's you know, it is what it is. That's why I keep saying it is what it is. Come on, Blizz, please give us a skip real soon. That would be good. Oh, anyway, alrighty. Well, thank you, Dushanks, for all that information, and again, you know, for sharing about the bloodthirsty journey with Too Thirsty. We are also super happy and super proud for you and for what you've done, which is, you know, amazing job. So thank you for sharing all of that. We will catch up with Stir, because, you know, you're never busy, Stir. What have you done? What? You've max leveled like 3 tunes already this expansion. Like, what?
Well, that anybody can. If I can do it, you can do it. You know, I got to tell you, after you've leveled a couple of them to 60, you come back in and you sit down in front of, you fire it up, you log in, and you're like, well, what am I going to work on? It's like, I don't want to go into the mall and Maldraxxus, no. I started another rogue, no surprise for her. She's like, yeah, another rogue. But I'm, this time around, I'm trying a different covenant.
Okay.
And, you know, covenants are interesting, but I'm finding they don't mean much. And maybe they do on other classes, but on a rogue, I went with Knight Fae with the first one. And that's kind of cool because you get the Soul Shaper, you know, the cute pony-like shape that you can turn into and run around. And but it doesn't do you beans in a fight, and it doesn't get you out of a fight, and so it's like, okay, well, so this time around, I'd actually traded messages with Execute, and he said, well, dude, you really need to pick something like Necrolord or the other one because of the capabilities, and so I'm taking his advice and trying it. So Venturi. I went with Necrolord.
Went with Necrolord. Yep. Okay.
Yep. And that way, you get the bone shield and some spikes. You can poke them after you poked them with your daggers. You can poke them with a spike and stuff like that. So I'm trying it.
Okay.
And we'll see. You know, I've got the monk from a contest, and the monk, I don't know. I wouldn't get in the same car with the monk because it's probably going to die. You know, it can't do anything. It's like no stealth.
Yeah.
Paralysis is about it. and you still aggro stuff even after paralysis. And so it's like, well, you're just out there. You're going to die.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I might have to play it like a passy or something to live. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it for me. What about you? What are you working on?
Well, I looked at my big girls, my two passies, and I was like, I'm just not confident just right yet. So I decided I'd hop on the baby passy. She was, I'd like to say, I think she was about 40 before Shadowlands hit. So she went back to being 22. So I got her to 25. So I did 3 levels. And I must admit, so she's a little gnome rogue. So I am running around in Gnomeregon in the starting zone and running around all of just down from Ironforge, and I'm just picking flowers and mining. I'm having so much fun. I'm just like going round. Well, actually my path is not really round and round. It's kind of like up this way, over this way, down this way, go this way, wait, hang on, come back this way. So that's my path. I know my path, and that's what I've been doing. So I got 3 levels, I think, on her yesterday, which was all last night. So that was fun.
And listening to David Bowie all at the same time.
maybe I might have had some, you know, Netflix on or something like that. It's just one of those things. So I've ventured. Which is good. I did jump on the big bloodthirsty, my big bloodthirsty, which doesn't seem so big now, and went out and was killing stuff in Storm Peaks. And I don't know if you guys find this, but sometimes, you know, you look at your challenges and you're like, yeah, which turn am I going to jump on? Oh, look, I'll jump on this one. You're kind of not really feeling it. And then you get out there in the mobs and, you know, you start taking on the mobs and it's like my buttons weren't right. Like things just were, I had everything set up, but it just felt really disjointed and I felt very disconnected from what I was actually doing. So I think I killed about 10 mobs, those rhinos up the top, and I after killing 10, I was like, you know what, I'm just not feeling it, which is like, I think I better go log her because I'm not feeling comfortable. And if I'm not feeling comfortable, there's probably more a chance I'm going to do something really stupid, like pull, you know, one of those proto drakes or whatever they are and end up dead. So I haven't got back to her, but I think that's a definite thing with, if you're feeling a little bit disconnected from your tune, that can be as bad for me as falling asleep.
Yeah.
Are you playing a tune? So I did get some passy in, which was good. I did start on and jumped onto my working man. I've got a little baby working man, but until that gets sorted, I can't do much with her. So I've just got her in a safe spot, and I was leveling up. Fishing, so to make sure, you know, because there's something coming. Well, for me later today, for you guys tomorrow morning, I guess. So you know, it's just kind of making sure we're prepared. We're prepared as best we can be. So yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much been my week, challenge stream wise.
At least you're not reporting any gruesome deaths this week, so that's good.
Well, funny you should mention that, because even though it wasn't a challenge tune that died, I found a new place that Lita fell off over in Revendreth, which is fantastic. And it was a place that I fell off, and because she had a soul stone on, I fell off the edge of I can see it, I can't think of the spot, but anyway, I fell off. I rez because I had the soul stone on, because what looked to me, I was on a ledge. So I rez, and I was on this ledge off the side of Revendreth, and I'm like, oh right, okay, I'll use my Door of Shadows to get up there. But it didn't matter what I did, it wouldn't let me do it. So then I had to back off and die again. So
telling your tune. Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to die again.
Yeah. I did spend about 10 minutes trying to figure out, of all the things, as to can I actually make it up there? And it's like, no. So after about 10 minutes,
did you have hearts?
I could have.
Hard to get you out?
I could have, but I was in the middle of doing a quest. So I don't know if you guys ever find this, but I'm in the middle of doing a quest, and it's like I had two more kills to get those sin stones. Like, there was just a couple things, and I was like, I don't want to go all the way back to then fly all the way across. I was like, oh, god damn it. So I ended up having to kill myself and take, oh yeah, I forgot. I killed myself, I ran back to my body, I couldn't get my body unless I jumped down to res, which I also had to do, and then I had to die again because I wasn't high enough, so yeah. So there is many places. Don't go to Revendreth as a challenge to. It is very not fun.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. So Lita's got three more deaths on her. I can't remember what I'm up to. But anyway. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, let's have a look. We've got some new stuff to talk about. Where's my little Bob Bar? Here it is.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay. Yes, Nisi, it would have, in hindsight, it would have been faster to hearth and fly back. But you know, sometimes you just like get a little bit stubborn and you're like, nah, I'm gonna do this. And yeah, it didn't work. Anyway. All right. This week, some news. We have got one of my most favorite times of the month, which is Dark Moon Fair, is back. Yay! Dark Moon Fair is back. So so don't forget, if you've got some leveling, like pop over and get some skill points if you need that for those tunes that can. If you want to get a bag, obviously everyone, bar Bloodthirsties. Sorry, Bloodthirsties, no love for you again. But Dark Moon Fair is here for the week, starting for me like in about 6 hours. So I think that'll be early morning for you guys. And Lunar Festival starts on February 5th. Oh, that's exciting. Oh. That's my dad's birthday. Oh. Yay! Happy birthday, Dad. So Lunar Festival will be on, which is exciting. And there's another one, I think, that starts next week. We've got Lunar Festival and what's the other one? Oh god, I've gone completely mentally.
Love is in the Air.
Love, yeah, which will be running pretty much like two world events at the same time, which is starts on the Monday after.
Grab all the points you can.
Hmm. Well, it'll be interesting to see how much, if there's going to be any points, because I know Fair had said with Christmas,
if you want Winter's Fail to have a good laugh, just be in guild chat and just say the word holiday points, and Fur goes off on a rant. It's entertaining.
I can totally understand. It's never fun. It's never, yeah, rent incoming. Well, we will have to see. Hopefully, look, fingers crossed that at least there might be something doable there. I just, you know, we're just like, fingers crossed, but we will see how it plays up and report back next week. Rant. Absolutely. All right. Well, those are the things that we've got coming up. So keep an eye out and see if there's, you know, there might be something worthwhile doing on your challenge soon. Obviously, again, no love for bloodthirsties. So just be very, just stay away from them if you're on bloodthirsties. Okay, that's pretty much all I've got to report on that. I think we can go into chit chat. Where is my Zort's bumper? Here it is.
Hey yo, it's chit chat!
Okay, thank you, Zords. All right, so as we like to do, we know that, have you spoken to Azzy lately, Star? Have you seen him?
Yeah, we'll trade, you know, private messages back and forth. He's actually on a bunch. He's usually on one of his main tunes, and usually it's in the Maw. Mm-hmm. So he must be really going through all the content of Shadowlands on his main.
He's I know he's been busy. I'm pretty sure he's been raiding. So, but he had mentioned, I think he had killed off a couple of irons early, was having a bit of a break. So yeah, but, we have got our cute little Azzy bumper. So let me play this, 'cause it's like one of my favorite things I love to listen to. So here we go.
Azzy's pun.
Oh, that's just so cute. It's so cute. Okay, Two Shanks, what have we got from Azzy's pun vault, please?
Okay. I buy my guns from a guy called T-Rex. He's a small arms dealer.
There's a little T-Rex somewhere out there clapping. We're trying to, but it can't.
Oh, that's so cute. I completely forgot about that one. Thank you. Alrighty. Well, what do you got?
Yeah, let's see if Dave can top that. So Dave, from his Book of Wise Words, and you're going to have to think about this.
Mm-hmm.
If tomatoes, or tomatoes, if you're from the north, are technically a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie? Okay, crickets.
Just like, see, the problem is,
I kind of like that one, actually.
You like that one? Okay. I
just don't want to taste it. I don't want to taste a tomato smoothie.
I have a couple of nephews that will drink ketchup like a smoothie. So, like, they just love ketchup. So when it comes to putting, well, obviously we call it tomato sauce in Australia. It's what we call it. So when they're having a meat pie, steak, whatever, they will put tomato sauce or ketchup on everything. They will smother it in. So for them, drinking a tomato ketchup smoothie is pretty much akin to that. Me, I just like a little tiny bit. Don't tell Zorts. I know, right?
Yeah, somewhere Zorts was just humming and maybe working on some chores around the house. And he just looked up and went, what the
what? yeah that's like, we can do a roast, do a whole, you know, like lamb roast, beef roast veggies, you know, peas, corn, like the whole thing, make gravy, And have it all laid out. And my nephew, every single time, goes straight to the fridge, grabs out the tomato sauce, and we're all sitting there with, you know, gravy on your roast, and it's just like, Mark, what are you doing? Like, he's like, I like sauce. He's like,
meatloaf.
I like sauce.
Meatloaf, yeah. Is the only excusable item, or French fries. That's it.
See, I love gravy. You know the best thing about French fries? I don't know if you guys have ever had it, but chips or French fries, when they are really hot, the best thing is get yourself some ice cream and dip it straight into ice cream or a thick shake. It is absolutely divine. I know you're all probably just going like, what the hell? But it is good.
Wow. Well, there's a show title somewhere in that, but I'm not sure what it is.
No, okay. No, it's so good. Yeah, but it is very nice. Chicken nuggets and vanilla ice cream works too. Okay, I haven't tried that. Normally I do chicken nuggets, and I'm fighting Kobe for chicken nuggets. Like, that's my thing. It's like half for Mum, half for Kobe. And Kobe's like, yeah, but I want the whole thing. So what do you do?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, I think we are just about there. So what I did want to mention, I don't know if you guys have had a look, but I did in Twitch, I did play around and we got a couple of new things done for the little emote stuff. So we have got a new, where are they? Hang on, got a couple of new things. I'm gonna just put, oh, might help. Leader can't type. That would definitely be an issue. So just, sorry, bear with me. Okay, there we go. So I played around this week and got some stuff done, and we got a couple of cute little things added into the Twitch channel. So again, you know, have some fun with that. There's just, yeah, there's all different things, you know, slowly working on stuff and just making things a little bit different, which is always the way. So have fun with that. Again, I just have to say before we do the final wrap up, that this is the 250th, and as much as I didn't want to do a huge, you know, crazy thing, I just have to say to everyone, not only to the community, to all the guests, to the mods, to everyone that's been here that have helped me, not only just me, but Stone and I started this, you know, quite a few years ago, and to get to 250 is a wonderful achievement. And I have to say to all of you guys, thank you. Thank you for being here. We do appreciate it. Oh, Chris, thank you. That's, mwah. Thank you, lovely. But yeah, so just a huge thank you to you guys for being here and supporting the show and supporting the challenges. We do appreciate that. So thank you so much. So big hearts to you all for that. All right. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. You've look how many hours you've put in to do this. So thank you so much.
Yes. There's a lot of behind the scenes, like my little balloons that I made, that I found. So, you know, little sparkly things. It does keep me occupied in being creative for some things, you know. So let the creative juices flow, which is good. Alrighty. Dave says, I just finished a video call to my son in Sydney an hour and a half ago. Yay! How's he doing, Dave? In Sydney. Good old Sydney. Yes. Fun fact, borders open tomorrow morning at 1 a.m. for where Execute is. So hopefully he will be here soon, which is good. Very, very excited about that. Okay. Other than that, yeah, pretty much, Lee. Nisi, pretty much. Okay, I think we can do our thank yous to the Iron Elites. Sir, can you do that?
I'd be glad to. And so, you know, we'd just like to point out to the world that we really appreciate the Iron Elites and their contributions, whether it's financially or donations or little bits here and there or helping out with moderation and all those kind of things. We really appreciate it because this is a community and we couldn't do it without all of you. But we especially want to point out to the elites. So yes. In no particular order other than alphabetical, Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Troopa, Crash Landing, Dave, Da Hunter, Execute, Fur, Gatson, Grand Negus, Iron Brittle, Chris, thank you so much, Chris, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Russ, aka Mr. Bright, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Mickey, Mrs. Charming, Nisi, Rude, Stir, hey, I know that guy, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zords. Thank you so much to every one of you.
Exactly. Thank you guys very much. We do greatly appreciate it. All right. And from Stone, Stir, and myself, obviously, we always include this because we are very blessed to have these wonderful mods who help us out and do all the things. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you for the things that you do. It does make our life easier. So thank you guys. Big hearts to you all. To our code wardens, thank you. Naptime, Bell, Fim and Elke, thank you for the things that you do to of giving of your time and helping sort out codes and websites. Thank you very much. And again, to you guys being here and to listening at home, wherever you may be, Dave says to say, Oliver, hi, that's his son. Hi, Oliver, if you're listening, we all say hi to you. He's in Sydney, Australia. So, hello. G'day, mate. She'll be right. All of that stuff. There you go. How's that? So thank you to everyone for being here or for listening and watching. We appreciate that. Now, I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, February 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. As a huge thank you to Shanks. Thank you so much for one coming and have a chat and giving us all this fabulous information and telling us how you went with Too Thirsty. We do greatly appreciate your time. If you want to tell everyone where they can find you, if you've got anywhere people want to find you or get in contact with you, please.
Probably, yeah, just Discord. It's Two Shanks in Discord if you have any questions or anything. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's been great catching up with you. And again, you know, awesome achievement. Huge congratulations on Too Thirsty being our first bloodthirsty champion for Shadowlands. Certainly, you and Nisi gave us a very interesting and nail-biting watching you guys level, which is always fun to see a little bit of competition. So thank you both for that, definitely. Alrighty. For everyone else, anyone, website is over at wowchallenges.com. You can find all of the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels over there. You can listen to the show by downloading episodes at Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you want to send me an email, certainly send it to the show one, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stir, where can we find you, please?
Oh, usually lurking around on Discord. Just look at the top of the list. I'm, you know, just lurking and watching, and just shoot me a message or Worm Rest Accord. Go create a tomb, log into Worm Rest Accord, and just say, you know, do a search for Stir, and you'll find me, and And hey, we'd love to see you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Alrighty. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And Adventures in Azeroth sometime with Stone. We will have to get that sorted. Other than that, I think we're done, so we can do the last thank yous. Star, sure. Please.
Well, we want to thank Russ, who of course is Mr. Bright on the intro. I always smile when I hear that new one. It's just so, it was very cleverly done, and then just, we really appreciate it, and all the time it took. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright 01. And then, of course, we'd like to thank Epic Insanity for the outro, which, if you stick around, you're going to hear in just a few minutes. And you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast. So thanks to both of those gents for the good music that we have.
Absolutely. They've done an awesome job. And Epic is getting me the new one. It's not quite ready. Poor thing. He's been very sick, so his voice has not been in tip-top condition. So, again, this week you'll get Leader's edited version. I do what I can. All right. Well, again, thank you, Two Shanks, for being here. Thank you, Stir, for helping me out with this episode. Thank you, chat room, for all being here. And again, you know, for the congratulations on 250. 250! We made it, guys! So thank you so much, everyone. Please stay safe, both in game and out of game, and I will catch you next week. Bye, guys.
See ya.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright
2021.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.